And welcome to another episode of Here's What I Was Thinking About While You Were Talking. It's the show where we talk and think and think about what we're talking about and talk about what we're thinking about. My name is Aaron, and with me, as always, are my omniscient co-hosts, Sabrina.
Hi.
And Brian.
Hello.
Y'all feel omniscient today?
No, not really.
Is that all-knowing or is that omnipotent?
It's all-knowing. Okay. Omnipotent is all-powerful.
That's what it is.
But I don't feel either of those things.
Yeah, not so much, but thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well, I think highly of both of you, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, Sabrina did just correctly guess the year that Love Actually came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was impressive.
That was pretty omniscient of you.
She knows all about pop culture. Yeah. Well, how are you all doing today? Other than not omniscient.
Pretty good.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good as well.
Did a little bit of walking. Not really by choice, but it's fine. Walking's good. I had to walk to like a faraway ATM.
Oh no, how far?
It's like a 20-minute walk.
Wow. That's a good like mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I walk a lot and I know that pace.
Yeah.
And you're taller than me.
Yeah, I got short legs, but yeah.
Oh, you have short legs?
Yeah.
Long torso?
I'm all torso.
Oh, I never noticed that about you.
Yeah.
I'll better look closer next time we hang out.
Yeah, we'll like sit side by side and then stand up.
Yeah. And I wonder if like, because I have a long torso, short legs. I mean, I know that I am short in general, but because you're 5'8"?
5'7".
And I'm 5'1", listeners, if you want to picture that. Brian, you're 6 foot?
3.
Nuh-uh.
3 foot.
Oh, I think it's 6'3".
No, I'm 6 foot
Brian's
three.
Tall. Are you really 6 foot three?
Somewhere between 6'2 and 6'3".
Man.
Depending on how straight I stand.
Man. I guess I just haven't seen you in a while. I mean, I knew you were tall. But after a certain amount, I can't tell. You know what I mean? I have no, like,
yeah,
you know.
And I'm pretty much just fully seated all the time.
Right. Right.
Never not sitting.
So.
Sabrina, I wonder if we're the same height when we sit, but then when we stand, you're much taller.
I doubt it, but
I doubt it, but that'd be fun.
Test it out, yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen people do that. It's very fun. Optical illusions.
Does sound fun.
It's my kind of fun.
That's what we'll be doing, listeners. That's the kind of exciting things that this podcast will be getting up to when we hang out in real life.
Illusions.
We will be sitting down next to each other and then standing up and seeing what happens.
We love it. It's all we do. Well, speaking of fun, the funnest one of all of us goes first today. It is Sabrina's turn to go first.
Am I the funnest?
Yeah. You're really
fun. Or are you the most fun?
No, she's funnest.
Thank you.
Who's the most fun then?
So welcome.
Okay. Have you heard about someone named Neil Harbison?
No.
No.
So he is a Spanish-Irish man who has an antenna attached to his skull.
Interesting.
Oh, no. On purpose, huh?
It's definitely on purpose.
A radio antenna?
It's like an antenna that he developed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was installed by anonymous doctors in, I believe it was 2004. And it's like at the back of his head sticking out, and then it kind of like curves up and then like hangs down his forehead. So it's like kind of long.
It's like, aren't there fish that have that?
Yeah. He's like,
yeah, like a lantern fish.
Does it have a little light bulb on the end?
It basically does. Not a light bulb, but it's got like a bunch of sensors on it, and it's like a little bit bigger. You know, like it has like a
Disc.
Not a disc, but like a larger, yeah.
Like a blob.
Like a little head, yeah. And
a knob.
Yeah, so he's developed it himself. He had some help from some friends and he got it installed, and it's now like fully fused to his body.
When he says installed, is it connected to his brain somehow?
I think so. I'm having a hard time, like,
skull.
So the thing that he talks about is how he can hear sounds.
I can hear sounds too.
Really? Oh, sorry.
With my ears.
What am I trying to say? Hear colors. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Oh. What's that called?
Synesthesia. But it's not literally synesthesia, because I like watched part of a TED Talk. He grew up colorblind, like fully colorblind. And basically, like, the sensor makes different noises depending on what color is in front of him. And then he has to like memorize what the little noises mean.
Oh, but.
So it's like fake synesthesia.
You could do that with like glasses or something. You don't have to have something surgically attached in your brain.
Yeah, but he's like a cyborg activist, where he's like really into the idea of being a cyborg, and he like wants it to be more like socially acceptable.
Yeah.
It's like his life's passion.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he can, like, I watched in this video, he would like hold stuff up in front of him, and then it would be like, and he'd be like, that's purple. And then he'd be like, boop, and he'd be like, that's green.
Is that all it does?
So it does a couple of other things. I mean, it seems like that's kind of the most.
Wouldn't it?
I mean, I guess,
like,
it's cool.
Make a shitload of noise all the time when you like move
in
through
the TED
a colorful
talk, he's like,
world.
Going to a grocery store is so beautiful. It's like beautiful music all the time, and it sounds like a total nightmare to me.
Yeah.
Like, can you turn it off? Like, is it like literally sounds? You know, because they were playing in the TED Talk, they were playing the sounds out loud. But I'm like, I think they're just in his head.
Yeah.
Like, it plays into his
And it's
brain.
Like constant just music all the time.
This sounds scary.
It does sound scary.
Does it like play into his head sort of like bone conduction headphones?
Tell me about bone conduction headphones.
It just like echoes, and the vibrations pass through your bones or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of having something in your ear.
Brian, isn't that the headphones that like sit kind of flat, like right under your ear and like on
somewhere.
Your bone there?
It says,
yeah,
okay.
But not in your ear.
It says on the Wikipedia page that he feels and hears colors as audible vibrations inside his head, which, again, what does that mean? Not totally sure.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're just different noises that he has to interpret.
I think, yeah, my main problem with it is it seems like it's still coming from outside. Like, the fact that it's attached to his head, mm-hmm.
it's not going into
his brain. Yeah. It's not a neural link, which I feel like.
Yeah, which would be
is
ideal.
That feels like a huge gap between the concept of, like, I'm a cyborg versus basically, like, I've just permanently attached
like a sensor
thing.
He's
to
doing
my head.
His best.
Yeah, like, it's early days, right?
Yeah.
For this type of thing. It says he can also see invisible colors like infrareds and ultraviolets. Because it's just
okay,
like
that's
a computer
cool.
interpreting them. Yeah.
Now that
but
is
it's like
cool.
he can't actually see them, which is sad.
But like he but knows
the
they're
point
there.
Of seeing, what's the point of seeing ultraviolets and infrareds?
I don't know. Like, maybe he'll go into like crime solving.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But he seems to use it to like make portraits and stuff. Which
kind of
cool. seems like a gimmick. You know, like he's like someone, it's connected to Wi-Fi too, and people can like send him stuff. So,
oh my god,
they'll send him a color, and then he'll like paint the color, and everyone is like, wow, like you knew the color from your antenna.
Whoa,
that part seems very gimmicky.
Whoa,
yeah.
Okay, there's another part where it's called Solar Crown, which seems cool. The Solar Crown is a sensory device for the sense of time. A rotating point of heat takes 24 hours to slowly orbit around his head. When he feels the point of heat in the middle of his forehead, it is midday solar time in London, where he lives. What's when the heat reaches his right ear, it's midday in New Orleans. I don't know why you would need to know that if you lived in London.
Right.
But he has other ways of knowing what time it is.
Like
right?
a watch or like looking outside.
Yeah.
His iPhone.
Yeah, among others.
Yeah.
Looking outside would
but
be one.
This is like the artist part, which I find interesting. When his brain gets accustomed to the passage of time on his head, he will explore if he can modify his perception of time by altering the speed of the rotation.
Whoa. I don't even get that.
But you'd have to do that in like a sensory deprivation tank, right?
Yeah. I mean, like you know, but it's like also like you don't know whether it's 3 or 5 p.m.
But if you alter the speed of the rotation, eventually you'd get to a point where your little hot spot on your head is telling you it's midnight, but you look outside and it's fucking bright as shit and you'd be like,
yeah,
well, that's not midnight.
Yeah, but your body would be like accustomed to it. I don't know. I would like be interested in finding out what happened if he did that.
I think it would work if you like you train yourself that certain positions mean something, and then if you were like locked away in a place where you couldn't see daylight and then you change the speed of it, then I think it would alter your perception of time.
Yeah. And he seems like the kind of guy who would like do that, you know.
Yeah.
Deprive himself of other senses.
I think if you had natural light, like that would quickly override, like it would be more of a momentary confusion about what time it is rather than like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can experience 30 hours in a day by slowing down the thing, even though.
Right. But like, yeah, would you get hungry like faster if they sped up the rotation? Who knows?
Yeah. I feel like stuff like that is too, it's just too natural. Like you can't change your, like the speed of your metabolism.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember seeing, I don't remember if my dad posted about this, but someone was talking about how their cats were like mad that they had to wait another hour for their food when it was daylight savings.
Oh. Yeah. Cats like, have a pretty good internal clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
They don't know what's going on.
Well, our fake daylight saving time.
Yeah.
Apparently bees do too.
He also has a Bluetooth tooth.
Do you think this guy has a sex robot?
I think he's got a bunch Bluetooth of like tooth. Fun art friends. I don't know if he has a sex robot.
I'm picturing him being like a steampunk guy. He like dresses in steampunk.
Well, actually that was the other thing I was going to mention is he has this like massive bowl cut.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if it's like, it might be to like partly to hide the entry point of his
antenna.
What's
his name again?
Yeah.
His name is Neil Harbison with two S's.
I'm looking him
massive
up.
Bowl cut. I mean, it's very like art hair, but also I kind of wonder if it's like to cover it up. Cause like, what would it look like?
Gross is what
it yeah, cause like, it's like. Probably. It's a hole in his head.
Well, and then, like, I think probably he's, like, grown skin over it, too, like, and it's becoming fused to his body.
Yeah, I don't know how the, so like, where the skin like is. Weird... Or maybe he has, like, what?
How is it comfortable to sleep in this?
I know. Wait, I want to say something else, though. Yes. Because people who have, like colostomy bags, stuff like that. They have like, don't they have like a little like entry site, like plastic bit or something that kind of like,
yeah,
so it's just like literally a skin hole.
Yeah. It's, so. Yeah. And it's kind of like bigger than the entry hole, but it like, you know, it lays flat. Yes. Yes. You're exactly right.
Cause otherwise your skin would just like fuse again.
Yeah. Like start healing around it and like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think they can like change
hole.
Out. Actually, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, yes. I've seen a few like TikToks where they're like, "I can do stuff just like other people who can eat the regular way."
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So my other concern is, would you not hit this thing all the time? Like, it seems like it might be able to move a little bit because I've seen photos where it seems a little bit higher on his head, and then photos where it looks a little bit lower on his head, and like.
It's
what if
so
you like whack
back.
It in something? It's so yeah. far back that I do worry about his like sleeping position. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because when you explained it, I mean, I know you said it was on the back, but then I immediately pictured it being like on the exact like crown of his head. But it's not. It's a little bit back. I mean, it's close to the crown.
It's like where you would do like a ponytail.
Yeah. Like a high.
But pony. It like flips forward instead of back.
Yeah, this shit's crazy. It just like looks so uncomfy.
What does the Bluetooth tooth do?
Yeah.
You can send... So he has a friend who also has a Bluetooth tooth, and they both know Morse code, and they can send each other Morse code messages.
Cool.
So, like, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really, like... I don't really have a problem with any of this on the level of, like, it's for art. But I think the idea that he's a cyborg...
He's a cyborg activist.
A bit of a
he's a cyborg yeah, artist and trans species rights activist.
Yeah, that feels a little bit like you've failed in your mission there.
What do you mean?
Like he's not a cyborg.
He's a cyborg artist.
He just has stuff on his body. Like
he's more cyborg than me and you.
I guess you're thinking Neuralink.
No. Like, I have glasses. Like, my glasses are no different than his little head thing that makes a noise. Like, my glasses help me see things that I can't see without them. It's no different
well,
than a thing on his head
Well, it's different still
that makes
because
a noise.
They're, like, fixing what's wrong with your eye organs.
True.
And his is just, like, a workaround.
Yeah.
But, like, what would... Yeah, so what would a cyborg... What would a successful cyborg be, I guess?
If you actually have, like, a... You know,
something you can control with your brain.
Yeah, like if it's actually part of you. I mean, like someone who has like a prosthetic limb that they can use is more of a cyborg than this guy.
But prosthetic limbs, I think for the majority, are just like plastic and metal extensions that you like hook onto yourselves, which is the same as an antenna, but with less features.
If you had one that's like connected, like to your nerves and you can control it with your brain.
Yeah, but like that doesn't exist in real life yet, does it?
Wait, doesn't it? Yeah, I follow a dancer on Instagram who has a prosthetic like forearm to hand.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure now I'm second guessing it. I thought that like somehow she's able to move her hand with like her own. I don't know. Now I'm second guessing that.
Okay.
Doesn't that exist? Well,
I don't know. It's like such a trope in sci-fi, right? But I don't know.
Right. Well, what I will say, because I had to look up a picture of this dude, and then I fell down like a Wikipedia rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. So, you know, okay, so how we're talking about cyborgs is very much like the science fiction idea, right? Brian, would you say?
Yeah.
But,
like part robot, part human.
Yeah. But, I mean, Sabrina, you probably saw this. There's like a whole other section of, it's called cyborgism or cyborg art, which is kind of like what this dude does. Interesting. So it's like, it began in the mid-2000s in Britain. And it's based on the creation and addition of new senses to the body via cybernetic implants and the creation of artworks through new senses. So kind of like the guy being able to see... or hear or whatever, infrared. But this is wild. Like there was a person named Moon Rebus who put implants in her feet so that she could feel earthquakes and moonquakes. Moonquakes!
I think Moon is the one who has the other tooth.
Let's see. Avant-garde artist. Ooh, they're both Spanish. He's Spanish-Irish. She's Spanish.
North Irish.
Whoa, she's pretty. Yeah, these people are fun.
Yeah.
Seismic
sense. They're
funner
than me.
Oh, me too. Okay, I don't see the tooth, but I believe you.
Yeah, it's on his Wikipedia page.
Oh, gotcha. Man, wild. This is like really cool.
Yeah. I wanted to do more stuff, I guess. Yeah.
That's fair.
And I want to see the entry site. And I want to know like...
Me too.
What his conversations with the doctors were like, the illegal anonymous doctors.
Yeah, because this feels very much like body mod. Like, I mean, it is body modification.
Yeah.
Like, when and you like, told me, I know it reminded me of, like, weird, like, really extreme piercings. Or, you know, when people, like...
remove their... There's a guy who, like, removed his genitals. And he had to, like, go to a different country. Because there was only like one country where they had doctors who would do it.
He just wanted to be a Ken doll. Make me smooth yes. down there.
He wanted to be like, yeah.
Oh, really? I was just making a joke.
I mean, not Ken doll, but like he wanted okay. that to be his look. Yeah.
Interesting. Or like when people, well, I guess like I thought of like when people split their tongue to have that cool like serpent tongue.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fork or tongue.
Like,
yeah.
I guess like even gauges, like huge gauges and so interesting. Or like people tattoo their eyeballs black.
Yeah.
People be expressing themselves.
Yeah. They get little horns that's implanted true. In their forehead.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. fun. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But that's all legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's a rabbit hole worthy, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what's funny is that it was, do you guys have Snapchat?
Yeah.
You know how they have those like clickbait like videos on?
Yeah, on like the homepage. Like
if you swipe, yeah, on the homepage. And that was one of them. It was like, my crazy life. I have an antenna. And like, I have to like not watch them because there's an ad like every 7 seconds that is also 7 seconds long.
That's a lot of time.
But I was like, isn't this a funny clickbait article? And then I looked it up and I was like, holy shit.
That's like actually interesting. Mm-hmm. Wild.
Yeah, it's something.
Thanks, Snapchat. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, I think it's my turn next.
I think so, too.
And I was wondering if y'all had heard about the latest viral challenge. It's called
the Orbeez. Guess, and I was like, oh, no, it could be anything.
The Orbeez challenge. Have you heard of it?
Oh, God, those like jelly ball things.
No. Yes, Sabrina, tell me more that you know about the Orbeez jelly balls.
I think there's some at like my nephew's house. Like, I think that's like a kid's toy.
Yes. Yes.
And I think it's like you just like put a bunch of them in the tub and then it's like a weird sensory experience.
Yeah. They're like super squishy and cool. And like, basically, let me tell you about Orbeez first before we get into like what the challenge is, because I think it's good to understand what the material is. So Orbeez is like a brand, obviously, of a super absorbent polymer or sap. I'm just going to say sap. It's a very, it's like super absorbent, or like it absorbs water and it can retain extremely large amounts relative to its own mass, right? So like it can sometimes absorb 300 times its weight, which is like 30 to 60 times its own volume. So they start small and then they soak up water and get like bigger, right? Usually they're only like the size of a, like no bigger than a, they're not even as big as a ping pong ball. What is smaller than a ping pong ball? What's a ball?
Yeah, it's like a boba tea.
Yes, that's a good like one.
Boba, almost.
Do people know boba though outside of Seattle? I never knew boba.
Tapioca balls.
Yeah, what else is, what can't I think? Oh, like a, y'all know, oh my God, what's that fucking game at the arcade? Pinball. It's like a pinball ball.
Okay, sure.
I'd say they're around that size, maybe slightly smaller. Doesn't matter. Okay, so they're used in like a ton of stuff. Like, sure, they're like a kid's toy, but also because they're absorbent, they were used in a lot of like hygiene products, like diapers and sanitary napkins. No one calls it that. It's a pad.
Apparently, what do you mean used for?
What?
What do you mean like used?
Like they're used in making those products.
Oh, like the not the end product ball that we're talking about.
Oh, right.
But, like,
sorry. The polymer itself. Okay. So like, you know how like probably in those pad commercials when they're showing like the layers and they're like,
yeah,
it's a cotton layer followed by like a super absorbent layer followed by a sticky layer that sticks to your underpants. Yeah. I think probably
there's like
that,
the no leak layer. Yeah,
exactly. I think that's the super absorbent polymer sap.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Yeah. It's not like you're sitting on those balls.
I was like,
Yeah, like I've never seen those balls. And they're used in other stuff, like tons of stuff, like fake snow for movie sets.
Wow.
That was surprising.
It's made out of sap.
Yeah. Probably like, you know, not balls, but like little chunks, little, yeah.
Looking at these flakes. Images makes me anxious. I don't want them in my house.
Does it look like the holes? Do you have a fear of holes?
No, they just look like they're like a bunch of tiny plastic things.
Yeah. Like they look like chemically. They look kind of scary.
Yeah, like they just look like chemical plastic things. Yeah.
Totes. Okay, it's also used in stuff like in like flood control and like spill incidents, like, you know, this kind of polymer is used to like soak up spills, potting soil, therapy packs, like hot and cold therapy packs, motionless water beds. Motionless? What does that mean? Anyway, they're used a lot. Now that we have defined that, these that we're specifically talking about today, the Orbeez, the toy, is like ball form only, right?
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. So the challenge is, it's gone viral, I guess, on like the TikTok and the YouTube. I got my info today on a bunch of like articles from like local news websites, like Scottsdale, Coeur d'Alene. There was a bunch of stories from Florida, of course. But basically, the Vice news article is, people keep calling the cops on TikTokers doing the Orbeez challenge. Dun dun dun. Okay, so basically, like over the last month or so, this went viral with Gen Z, of course, and kids are just shooting these Orbeez pellets like out of airsoft guns or like other toy guns. I think that maybe there's guns that like are specifically supposed to shoot these things, but I'm not positive. And they're like hitting strangers and recording it on their phone.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It's funny. I don't know.
Is it?
Well, you'd think so, like, because it's just like a gel thing, right? But no, it's hurting people. Let me give you some examples.
What?
In Peachtree, Georgia, there was a 10-year-old who, I think he was riding his bike and he got hit. And like the poor kid, like his picture's all over the internet. It's like blacked out his eye, or like it, they blurred out his eyes, but he's got like a bloody face because he got hit in the face. It happened in Coeur d'Alene around Scottsdale, Arizona. There was one in out of Florida where I think it was like a 19-year-old or a 17-year-old, so like way too old to be doing this, hit an Amazon driver while he was driving and like hit him in the glasses and hit him in the neck.
Why?
Nice.
Good shot. And
they filmed it, right?
Probably. I mean, that's the point, yeah. This is crazy. So, like, even, and, you know, it's causing other issues other than, like, the actual people getting hurt. But it's, like, one Texas high school went into full lockdown because there were reports of, like, an active shooter. But turns out it was just a kid with an airsoft gun participating in the Orbeez challenge.
Why are Americans so obsessed with guns and gun-like objects?
We love it. I mean, I get it being a fun toy. Like, I had Nerf and water guns growing up. I get that. It's fun.
Yeah, but airsoft is like,
yeah,
intense.
Yeah, I've been hit with an airsoft pellet.
I don't really,
it sucks.
I can't imagine that anyone would think that like shooting someone with this out of an airsoft gun wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah,
it's like, not like a Nerf where it's like, oh, now I have this funny like suction thing on my shirt or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
it's just like violent. A Nerf dart
that just bounces off of you and you're just like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was,
like,
another.
If it sticks to your glasses, that's funny, but no.
Yeah.
This is violence.
I think, like, maybe, like, I wonder if it, when it's like kid on kid violence, you know, I wonder if it's just like they think it's hilarious to, like, hurt each other, you know?
Yeah.
They'll shoot your eye out.
Exactly.
I mean, like, shooting your friends with it is probably, like, it probably seems like, maybe it's less dangerous than, like, shooting each other with paintballs or something.
Right.
It would hurt less, maybe, but it also just seems like, what's the point?
But also, yeah, that, like, when you do paintball, like, you're supposed to be a certain distance away, and you're supposed to be wearing vests and all this stuff.
That's true. Good point.
And also, if it didn't do anything, then there wouldn't be no point in filming it, right? Because the point of filming it would be to record the person getting hit by it.
Yeah, the reaction.
And what happens.
That's true.
And if they just didn't even notice, it wouldn't be an interesting TikTok.
Good point. It's just like a weird, it's like a prank, but it's like a kind of messed up prank. Because if you're getting hit in the face and the neck, like, that's pretty fucked up. Kids.
It's not even like an interesting prank. It's like,
no.
You're not like tricking someone or Yeah, there's nothing like, about it that's really pranky.
There's no angle.
Someone with something when they didn't know it was going to happen.
Exactly. There was one incident, and another one in Florida, where someone shot a teacher, and the Orbeez ball got briefly lodged up her nose.
Ugh.
Nice.
I feel like that's a thing that kids do, is they shove Orbeez up their nose, but that's on them.
That's your own nose. You can shove whatever you want in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I guess in all of these communities, right, police are making statements like, this is not okay. They're saying, like, it's like one statement, one police department, New Smyrna Beach. I hope I'm saying that right.
Smyrna
in Florida. They, once again, in Florida, they're saying it's not a deadly weapon, but firing it at an individual is a crime and you'll be held responsible. You know, they're just like, hey, this is serious. Like, this is not just because you're kids. Doesn't mean it's okay. So
just because you're doing it for TikTok.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's okay. So yeah. So when are we gonna all get together and do the Orbeez challenge? You want to?
Take turns right with the gun.
Right after we all sit down. The most dangerous game. And stand up.
Yeah, sit and stand, sit and stand.
After we do the sit and stand experiment, then we'll do the Orbeez challenge.
And tallest person gets shot first. It's Brian. But yeah, so I just thought that I would get you up to date. You know, I mean, we're millennials, so I think we need to really stay up on the trends. We need to stay cool. We need to, you know, stay up with Gen Z. They're doing some pretty cool stuff out there.
It's good to know what they're up to.
God, what are they doing? Yeah. Some of them are great, you know? This is a subset. This is a dark subset of kids who think it's funny.
Live in Florida.
Yeah, really. It's just Florida, Gen Z. Poor Florida. Yeah, well, that's all I got. Wow. Just had to tell you.
That's fun.
It's fun.
Good times.
It's fun.
So fun.
It reminds me of a Two in the Think Tank sketch idea they had where
they shoot each other?
No,
they had
a sketch idea for a scenario where there's a popular TikTok trend that's killing your parents.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I get it. It's like absurd.
That sounds like a South Park episode.
Yes, it does.
And then it would be like the parents all talking to each other about, like, they'd be like taking away their kids' phones and stuff. And
they're trying to kill us.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're getting there. We'll be there soon.
Yeah.
At this rate.
At this rate.
I guess that means it's my turn.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about something that I saw making the rounds on the internet a week or two ago. And it's one of our favorite things.
Poop?
And it is not poop, but still one of our favorite things. It is machine learning.
Great.
And AI generated stuff.
I do love that shit so much.
Tell me more. I don't know much about it.
So this is where you ask a machine, a computer, to generate something for you based on an input. I think the first one that went super viral that we encountered was recipes. They like fed millions of recipes into a neural network.
I love it already.
Like a machine learning algorithm. And then asked it to output recipes of its own.
That shit was so fucking funny.
It was so
funny. Wait, how do I see this? For later.
I'll find it. Because the same one did like cat names. And then I think a shelter like used the cat names on their like
Officer Cuddles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tobacco.
So it's like you give them a bunch of examples and then Tabasco. They sort of like swish them around and spit out something.
Velvet Elvis.
You know those, like, there was that like trend for a while where people were like, I asked this computer to like write a script for the first page of Batman or whatever, and it's like,
yeah,
and it's most of those are like fake, all though. Parodies that like people write out, but like that's the idea.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So this one was AI generated utopias.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure, but this might be from the same person who has done most of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is on aiweirdness.com.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Yeah. Also, they have a book, which God bless you should that. Buy since you love it. And we all should buy since we all love it. But yeah, so this is AI-generated utopias. The introduction they gave is AI isn't known for being able to solve the big problems, but what about the very large problems, such as possible futures to strive for? I decided to find out if I could get GPT-3 to come up with new ideas for utopias. And this is Janelle Shane, who is the person behind all of this. And so, yeah, Janelle gave GPT-3, which is whatever AI machine learning thing that she has, she works with. She gave it some examples of utopias, such as agrarian utopia. Everyone lives on a farm and there is plenty to eat. The geese are a menace, but otherwise life is good. So that was one example she gave.
Okay. Nice.
Another example was techno-utopia. Sophisticated 3D printers make us everything we want. Occasionally they glitch and we get chocolate socks, but at least they're tasty.
Oh my God. I like that.
Okay.
So that was the input. And then we can go through some of what GPT-3 came up with.
I'm so excited.
And I haven't read any of these beforehand. I've been saving
fun.
So we'll try to get through all of them.
Okay.
There's a lot, but there's not a ton and they're all very short. So robot utopia. Robots do everything for us automatically. Occasionally they attack us with lasers, but otherwise it is a nice
place.
Hate
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's like now, you know.
Dangerous. Hate it. Scary. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Zombie utopia. The zombies take over, but the way they do it is clever, and the background radiation from the nuclear power plant is no longer a problem.
Okay. I don't know. These are not utopian to me. Keep going.
No, magical utopia. We've got a wizard living in the shed who occasionally comes out to do magic and eat cheese sandwiches. He has a very limited repertoire of spells, but at least it keeps the goats happy.
So this is mine. So far, I'm going to choose which one to live in, and this one I am in right now.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. All right. We've got strong support for magical utopia. Bureaucracy. Everything will be fine once we sort out our beer supply.
Yeah, these are all like too similar to our current life.
Yeah, I don't like that one. If you have a world where everyone has to be sober, we're fucked. Let's be honest.
Yeah. How about this? Burn a nation utopia. Everything is burning, but it is all very controlled and everyone wears asbestos tight pants.
Terrible. I'm still in wizard backyard shed wizard.
Yeah, definitely wizard backyard.
With goats.
All right. I think the next one might attract you. This is kitten utopia. Everyone wants to have a kitten. Please let me have a kitten. This is the kitten utopia.
But does everyone have
kittens? It doesn't say if you get one. Do you get a kitten?
It doesn't say if you
get one. Oh my God. I feel like in this world there is no kittens. And everyone wants one.
You have to gamble.
Mm. Nope. I'm still in wizard shed.
You're still in wizard shed?
Yeah.
How about magnetic island? Australia has literally moved to the North Pole, cooled itself down, and become paradise.
Okay.
Like how much cool?
Just cooled down to paradise levels.
70.
Okay. Yeah, like 75.
Yeah, 70. Yeah, 73.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 72.
I'm still going to continue with Wizard Shed. How about you, Sabrina? Are you in Australia?
Yeah. No, Wizard Shed for me still.
Okay.
Magnetic Island does sound good.
Well, you can go there, Brian.
Yeah, it sounds good for you. It's good
Wizard,
for you.
Wizard definitely sounds good, though. I think the cheese sandwiches really.
Yeah.
He sounds low maintenance.
He sounds like he sounds company. Great. Like you get lonely, you know? He's always there.
And he knows how to like. He can like open the goat food container without his hands or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like good at a party. Like you invite a bunch of people over, you want him around.
Yeah. He's not like that guy in New Zealand. He's like cool.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Next up is Bits Utopia. Everything is bits, bits, bits. There is an excess of poetry, but inside every bit is another bit, and we're always exposed to bits from the past.
That's like now also.
Yeah, like content. Do you like content? Everyone's making content. Yeah. We're making content right now.
Yeah, we're in bit world.
Everything's a bit. Yeah.
Everything's a drum.
It's true. It's true as well. How about this? There is no utopia. This place sucks. One robot makes the entire place go, and even he's on the fritz.
I mean, I didn't say that was God, but... Yeah, I'm not into this one either.
Nature utopia. The goats are carrying parasols and enjoying picnics in the seed pod forest.
All right, I'm
what
there.
What am I doing, though?
This is my new one.
What am I doing?
You're just hanging out, watching the goats.
I want like a shed, though. I want the shed and the cheese sandwich.
I'm riding a goat.
Okay,
how about this? Steampunk utopia.
Okay.
All the cool guys have airships. All the dames have giant hats. Everyone has goggles.
No. Sounds like misogyny.
Sounds like steampunk.
Yeah.
Sounds like...
Yeah. Sounds like wild.
Sounds like people being like, m'lady, in their spaceship as they go by me and I'm walking.
Okay. But you have a giant hat and you like knock him over with it.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you both have goggles.
It's made out of metal, my hat, and I can...
Goggles, too. The goggles also have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So you can Morse code your friends. All right, next up, paranormal utopia, a world very much like our own, but with an inconvenient poltergeist that makes a really mess of everything.
Why are they so scary? These are not utopian.
Well,
if you're a poltergeist, I guess.
Yeah, it could be good for a poltergeist.
Yeah.
All right. And then the next one is Norse utopia. Assuming you start near the top of the tree when you fall off, there is ankle support almost all of the way down. Furthermore, the squirrels are making a new tractor.
That is the least sensical, I think.
Yeah, that one was very absurd.
Yeah.
Norse? Like N-O-R-S-E?
Yes.
Yeah, not much Norse in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the squirrel god?
So then...
Squirrelius?
Squirrelius.
Squirrelius.
They said that to get even somewhat coherent utopias, which I think we've seen the coherence level of these utopias is pretty low, they had to use their largest model called Da Vinci. I don't know what a model is, but some sort of machine learning stuff. They tried it with one called Curie and got a few other ones, including the applesauce utopia. Quantum shearing maintains everyone's hair nicely. If a few people go bald, they just have newspapers printed with computer facial filters.
Yeah, these are okay. Bizarre.
No?
Like, where did they get the word applesauce?
Yeah, I don't know. Then I think it kind of makes up some words sometimes, because the next one is Avarian. It's Avarian-ian utopia. It's like almost like aviary.
Yeah.
Or avian.
Or ovarian-ian.
And it says, different birds live different lives. Weather changes the ooze into perfect snack for each species.
I like ooze snack. Made for me.
Do you?
Ooze snack is good.
Like applesauce? Would applesauce be an ooze snack?
Yeah.
Applesauce is definitely an ooze snack. Yeah, same with Go-Gurt.
Mm-hmm. Ooze snack.
Yeah.
Melted cheese. Ooze and snack.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, chunky ooze.
The last one is the post-industrial utopia. We make our own medicine with robots. Every Tuesday, someone slips on the banana skin, and we get one more robot.
They die, and they go and become robot. That one's dark.
Well, it sounds like these all might be, like, robot utopias.
Yeah, maybe this AI is...
smarter than we think.
Yeah. Is definitely a level of sort of non, I guess, non-human centricness to these utopias. Mm-hmm. Some of them seem to be maybe a world where humans no longer dominate or even exist.
Right.
So something to watch out for. And then I guess if you're like a Patreon supporter or whatever, however they support, or you subscribe to AI Weirdness, there's a bonus post with additional utopias that make no sense.
Brian, I remembered when she had the neural network do candy hearts, and I'm looking at them fondly.
We'll share some.
Yeah, those are good.
You are babe.
Yes.
Heart me.
Yeah.
Team bear.
Oh.
Fang. Mm-hmm. Bog love. All hover.
Bog love.
Sweat poo. One just says hole.
Yep. That's straight to the point. Those are good.
And then remember when she did Pokemon and then someone illustrated the Pokemon that they came up with?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is this so up my alley? I must check this out. AI weirdness?
You must.
Yeah, AIweirdness.com.
Thank you.
New AI paint colors is another one that I think was pretty fun.
Love it.
Yeah, the recipes are
so, you cannot read them out loud. You would dissolve.
Unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
So good they were.
I can't wait. Brian, what's your weekly question?
What's my question? I guess, which of those utopias sounded good to you?
Love it.
And probably it was the cheese sandwich and magic wizard in a shotgun.
I don't know, because the goat one was pretty good too.
Yeah. And, you know, other people could be into other things. I mean, we do have Australian listeners. They might be super into the one where Australia goes to the North Pole and cools down a little bit.
So true.
Because I do know it gets really hot there.
They may also be into ooze snacks. So, we don't know. Who am I?
Ooze snacks.
Popular. To guess.
So yeah, let us know. Let us know which utopia sounded good to you. And which one you'd like to, which one you hope becomes our future.
Excellent. My question is, have any of you ever done any of these internet challenges, whether it's, the Tide Pods thing, I hope you didn't, or like Cinnamon Challenge, Ice Bucket Challenge, like Hot Pepper, Hot Food Challenges. I would love to hear your story about that.
My question is, how much do you think it costs Neil Harbison to have Wi-Fi on his head?
Excellent. Love it.
All right. Well, if you would like to answer any of those questions or get in touch and share anything else that you were thinking about while we were talking, we would love to hear from you. You can send an email to whileyouweretalkingpod@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram @whileyouweretalkingpod, or you can send us a voice message through Anchor FM. And there's a link to that in the episode description. As always, we thank Rob Henson for our theme music. We thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later.
And now, over to Aaron for today's hot take.
Yeah. I got beef with people posting on the internet, whether it's like Nextdoor, Facebook, whatever, when you live in a city and you're like, oh, a porch pirate stole my package, my Amazon package. They're all porch pirate, porch pirate, porch pirate. I see like a post at least one a day. And I'm like, listen, stop ordering dumb shit. If you know you're not going to be home, I don't know, get a P.O. box, send it to one of those like Amazon lockers. Maybe don't order too much shit. Go and get it. Like, I get it. Sometimes you can't go. Maybe you're sick. You know, maybe you live with a disability. That's different. But you just assholes who are like, just like to whine and order stuff and then it gets stolen and then you whine. Welcome to city. You live in city where people steal stuff. And shut up about it.